Okay. Parshas Vayishlach. Okay. Perek Aleph Beis Pasuk Ches. The pasuk says, "Vayira Yaakov Ma'id Vayetzeloi." Yaakov was very afraid. Vayetzeloi. He was distressed. He was bothered. So Rashi tells us, "What's the double lashon Vayira Vayetzer?" What was Yaakov afraid of, and what was troubling Yaakov? Vayira says Rashi, "Shema Yehareg." He was afraid that he would be killed. Vayetzeloi. It distressed him. Im Yarekhu Asachedim. If he would have to kill others. He was going to face Esav. He didn't know what was going to happen. So he was afraid of his being killed or having to kill others. Das Kenim Valley Toysfis brings down, what was the Bayir of Ayetzeloi? He was afraid because Esav had a schus of Kibbut Avaim. Esav had schusim of Kibbut Avaim. Like the Gemara tells us that Esav was Mekayim Kibbut Avaim to a greater extent than Rem Gamliel was. So Yaakov was afraid of Esav's chusim from the mitzvah of Kibbut Avaim. It says that Dasakainim Vayetzerloi, and what was distressing Yaakov? It bothered him that he was afraid of Esav. He was distressed that he never left Bitochen. Vayero Vayitzer, he was distressed that he was afraid of Esav. That bothered him. Okay. Sounds like a little, but Dasakainim Malchus brings it down. He was afraid, he was distressed that he was bothered by Esav. I think it's the Ben Ishchai brings down the famous Moshe in the Pasuk, which is said over in the past. It's a nice marshal. Okay. The king had an astrologer, a stargazer, who would look at the stars and predict the future and tell the king what would happen. And the king trusted this stargazer that he was on the up and up and really read the stars. Of course, he made a lot of enemies who didn't like that he had such influence on the king. And they convinced the king that this stargazer was a fraud, was a phony, a faker, and he's making up, can't tell the future, and the king shouldn't trust him. And they convinced the king that this stargazer was such a phony, and he tricked the king all these years. The king decided he's going to have to sentence him to death because of the fraud that he did all these years.
Perpetrated
all these years. Thank you. And they summoned the stargazer to come, and the stargazer walks in and he realizes looking around, like everyone's looking at him in a different eyes, different view. He realizes he's in a lot of trouble. He put two and two together and he figured out that they finally convinced the king that he was a fraud and his life is in danger. And the king says to him, "You know, all these years you fooled me, and punishment is death." And the stargazer says, Your Majesty, one last thing. Before I go, I just want to tell you what I saw in the stars this morning.
You and I died the same day, right?
and he says to the king, "I saw in the stars that you're going to die 3 days after he dies. If the stargazer dies, the king will die 3 days later." The king heard that. The king didn't take any chances. The king says, "Not only is this man not being killed, but make sure he stays alive for a very long time." Says the Ben Ishchai, Rivka had a nevuah earlier. Lama eshkal shneichem yinenu. Why should I lose? Why should I bury both Yaakov and Esav in the same day? Vayira Yaakov ma'oid vayetzeloi. Yaakov was afraid that he would end up killing Esav if he had to fight. If he ends up killing Esav, what happened? Rivka had a nevuah, they were both died the same day. So Yaakov was Vayira, faced with afraid of his being killed, was afraid of his killing Esav. Because either way, it would turn out that Yaakov would be killed that day. So Vayira Vayetz, he was afraid of either event happening, his killing Esav or Esav killing him, because of the nevuah that Rivka had. Vayira Vayetz, the double loss. Pasuk says, right before Sheni, Pasuk Yedeis, Hatzileni no miad ochi miad Esav. Save me, Yaakov Davins Tashem, save me from my brother from Esav. I know we said this over many times, but every year it becomes more and more negaya important. Rashi tells us, why did Yaakov say miad ochi miad Esav? From the hands of my brother, from the hands of Esav. Just say from the hands of my brother, or just say from the hands of Esav. We know that Yaakov's brother is Esav. So Rashi tells us, miyad ochi miyad Esav, miyad ochi sheinoig imi ka'ach el ka'esav harasha. From the hands of my brother, who doesn't conduct himself like a brother, but he acts like Esav harasha. Even though he's in reality my twin brother, but he acts like Esav harasha. But that's what miyad ochi miyad Esav. Beis HaLevi goes a step further. Beis HaLevi asks, why does it say the word miyad twice? Hatzileni no miyad ochi Esav. What's miyad, ochi? Miyad Esav. From the hands of my brother, from the hands of Esav. Why miyad twice? Say just from the hands of my brother Esav only once. Anyway, so Levi answers, and we said this many times, is that Yaakov, David, that Hashem should save him from whatever way Esav behaves towards him. Esav sometimes can act like an Esav, like a Rasha, and sometimes he can act like a friend, like a brother. Yaakov didn't want to be together with Esav no matter what. So David, save me that I shouldn't be a brother with Esav, he shouldn't be my friend, that save me, he shouldn't be a Rasha, he shouldn't kill me, he shouldn't come and attack me. Says the Beis HaLevi, my soul is a Simon Rabbanim, and as Christ went through history, through all the Golos and throughout the years, sometimes the Golos is a Golos of Miyad Achi, sometimes the Golos is a Golos Miyad Esav. Sometimes the Golos is the Goyim are out to kill us, the Goyim are out to destroy us, the times that they're in Esav. Like we saw, unfortunately, many times. Other times we're in Golos, the Golos is a Golos of Miyad Achi, come, be like us, be our friends, come,
assimilate,
intermarry, come with us, miyadochi, be our brother, be our friends. Yaakov davened, not only for himself, but he davened for all the future generations of Klal Yisrael as well. Hatzileni no, miyadochi, miyad Esav. Whatever goals we're in, Hashem, watch over Klal Yisrael, whether Esav wants to be a brother, a friend to us, or Esav wants to be an Esav HaRosha. Okay, so it doesn't take too much for us to figure out what kind of goals we're in. We're in a goals of miyadochi. Everything is calm, be like us. Be very careful. Not to become too close or be influenced by the volume.
Can't trust them.
Later on, the Pasuk says, Pasuk Yitches, Yutes, Yaakov sends the flocks of animals to Esav to appease Esav. So the Pasuk tells us, Vitzavis Harishon Leimar, Yaakov commanded the first group of Avodim who will bring in the first animals to say, when you meet Esav, my brother, and he asks you, whom do you belong to, who he's from, where are you going, and whom are you bringing these animals to? It belongs to Yaakov. We're bringing it as a present, and it's going on for Master Esav, and Yaakov is behind us. I know he said it's over, but a little bit of a high suffer. The Chiddush Rim here says a fantastic vart. Esav is the Sultan, Esav is the Yetzirah, Malach Shel Esav. The Pasuk is teaching us, Yaakov is teaching us for all future generations what to do when you meet the Yetzirah. Ki yefchoshcha Esavachi, when you meet the Yetzirah, and the Yetzirah asks you, Gumi ata. The Yetzirah says to you, who are you? You think you're so great? You think you're so Elach? You know what you did. You know where you come from. You know exactly what you did, what you're doing. Who do you belong to? Who do you think you are? Va'ana Selech. You think you're going in the right direction? You think you're heading on the right path? Where are you going? Which path are you going on? You're going anyway. Yeah. Anyway, ruined. Anyway, did enough of Averis already. And the mitzvahs that you did, and all the learning, the chassadim that you did, you think it's worth anything?
It's going to help you.
All that you have in front of you, what is it worth? It wasn't Lishma. You did it for this reason, you did it for that reason. What is it worth what you have in front of? What is it worth what you did? And the Yetzirah tries to put a person down.
Mm-hmm. Sounds
to make
so familiar.
A person that whatever he does is not worth that much. The truth is though, it's just the opposite. The Baal Shem Tov writes that the biggest Yetzirah is when a person feels the anibus. And he feels, my mitzvah is not worth anything. My learning is not worth anything. That stops a person. A person will believe that whatever mitzvah he does, whatever chesed he does, whatever learning he does, is worth so much in Shemayim. And the effect that it has in that world, in this world, a person won't stop. But we don't feel it. We don't see it. So we think, what is it all worth? The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Staka v'shilosh devarim, look at three things. Which three? Me'ayin baso, v'orat ha'ilech, v'fnei mi'at ha'asuk din v'cheshben. The Yetzirah says, "Me'ayin v'asa, where do you come from? What do you have? What do you bring with you? Where do you go? What path are you going on? Din v'cheshben? Forget it. You're ruined already. How are you going to be able to give a din v'cheshben? Look at everything that you did." The Teretz is the next pasuk. What do you answer back? Yaakov told him, "Marta, you have to answer first of all, La'av l'chol v'yakov. When the Yetzirah asks you, who are you? Where are you coming from? I'm a Yid. I come from the Ovis. I come from Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. I'm a Yid. true, I might have done aveir, it's true, I might have done things that are wrong, but I'm a yidun afichol yachiv. When the Eitzar says to you, which path are you going on? You answer, min chishuucha. My path is to bring presents to Hashem. I'm busy doing mitzvahs. I'm busy learning. I'm busy doing chesed. I do mitzvahs. That's my path that I'm going on. I might do aveiris, but min chishuucha. But I'm bringing presents, I'm doing mitzvahs for Hashem. And the Eitzar says to you, what's it all worth? It wasn't Lushma, you had ulterior motives, you wasted your time. What's it all worth? The answer is, you say to the Yetzirah, Adoni LeEsav. You know why? Because I have a master Esav. I have a Yetzirah. Hashem created us with the Yetzirah. We all have a master Esav. A Yetzirah gives us a hard time. And that's why I didn't do everything Lushma. And that's why I didn't do all the mitzvahs properly. And that's why I didn't behave exactly the way I should. But the Iker is, Minchi Shvucha. When I have the chance, and I fight the Yetzirah, I'm able to send a present to Hashem. And the Pasuk ends off, Hine Gamhu Achareinu. Gamhu, says the Chidush Yerim, refers to Hashem. Hashem is behind. It's a person who does his best, a person who tries, Hashem helps him, Siyata Nishmaya, and he's able to overcome the Yetzirah. So, Avdechol Yaakov, I'm a Yid, and my job is Minchi Shvucha, I send presents. I'm not perfect, no, I have a Yetzirah, but Hashem comes and Hashem will help a person become Torah. I saw today, the world speaks of Torah, he brings down, I remember from who, that he used to, Rebbe Yosef used to always say, be afraid of the Polish Ganef, the Polish Ganef. Don't worry about the Polish Ganef. So he asked the Rebbe, what's a Polish Ganef? What's a Polish Ganef? So a Polish Ganef is, somebody comes over to a small child, he's a child, listen, if you go into that store and you grab something off the shelf and you run out without paying, I'll give you $100. That's all you have to do. Run into the store, grab something off the shelf, run out without paying, and I'll give you $100. Tempting. The child says, okay, it's a good deal. Makes he sense. Runs into the store, grabs something off the shelf, and instead of paying, he runs out. The owner sees him run out, starts screaming, hey, where are you going? You took something, pay. The child runs out, and the owner runs after him. He runs out of the store, there's nobody left in the store. The Ganef goes into the store, opens up the cash register, cleans out the money, and goes away. So the Rebbe, the same is true with the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah gets a person to do a small Aveira. Small Aveira, take something without paying, do a small Aveira. What happens? And then he gets so distracted. Oh yeah, I did an Aveira. You lose yourself, and you start running after that small Aveira that you did. And you get so lost, and so upset, and so mixed up with the small Aveira that you did, you leave yourself unattended. The store is empty, and the person gets depressed over what he did, and that leaves room for the Yetzirah to come in, and to bring a person down even further. Be careful with the Yetzirah. He has always methods. Person has to, they say, aim the ata, now, the ata, ayin tofei is a lotion of tshuva. A person has to look at now. The past, fine. But the person has to look where he's headed right now. Mm-hmm. The person gets too involved in the past. What happened? It brings a person down and he doesn't guard the present and the Yetzirah is able to take over. The person has to be very careful. Pasuk says, right after Revi, in Pasuk Vav, Zayin and Ches, the Shvachos, Leah, Yosef and Rachel all came to bow down. Pasuk says, "Vayosim es haShvachos." That's Yaldein Mishayna. Yaakov put the Shvachos and their children first. That's Leah v'Yehuda Achroinim. Leah and her children behind them. That's Rachel v'es Yosef Achroinim and Rachel and Yosef behind them. And Rashi says, "Why were Rachel and Yosef put the last? Or Leah put last? Achroin Chaviv. He put the more choshev ones last. So Shivchus went front, then Leah, then Rachel." The Dibri Yecheskel asks a very interesting question. We're dealing with Sakonis Nefoshis. Yaakov was afraid that Esav could come and he could start a Macham, he could kill them. What right did Yaakov have to put the Shvachas up front, then Leah, then Rachel? If Goyim come and he threatened to kill people, you know how to go in and put this person in front, let him be killed first, mm-hmm. this person second, everybody's equal. You can't go in and arrange that the Goyim should come and kill this person first. So what right did Yaakov have to put the Shvachas up front with their children, then Leah, then Rachel? Should have left them whatever order they were in and be misbalo.
They're the better fighter, best fighter.
It doesn't say in the passage they were better fighters.
I know.
It says that. If it would have said he put the Gibayim in front, you're right. But what was the logic of Yaakov? And he says, a very interesting answer.
Who is this?
Tiberi Cheskel. I think it's I'm not sure which one. I think Bechesme Kuzmi, if I remember. He says over a very interesting answer. He says that Chazal tell us that Kodesh Baruch Hu Mavakesh Es HaNirdof. Hashem watches over, wants a person who's a Nirdof, a person who's chased by others, is embarrassed by others, is put down by others. Such a person, Hashem watches over. But they have a special Shmira that other people don't have. He says, Yaakov's Cheshem was Poshet. The Shvacha is looked down upon
by
the older ones. The Shvatim called the Shmira Shvachas. But the Shvachas, they look down at them. So they had the most protection.
Wow.
They had special Siyata Nishmaya. They had special Siyata Nishmaya because they were near Dauphin. They were chased, shamed from the other brothers. They had special Schusim. They were able to go front. Leia went next. Vayar Hashem, ki snu Leia. This week's parasha. Hashem saw that Leia was hated, whatever sense it means. But Leia also, in a sense, was the sneer that she felt that she was also not wanted. So she had also special Shiyat Hashmaya. Rachel and Yosef were the apple of Yaakov's eye. They were, that was Yaakov used the word like the most.
The most sensitive.
However you understand it. They needed the most protection. So therefore, he put them back. Yaakov had a cheshvin warido, mevakesh es hanirdof. The Briskerov, once there was a sheikhet that, they found out not good things about the sheikhet, and it was decided they would have to remove him from the position. So they called a meeting of the Rosh Hakahal, and the Briskerov, or... I don't remember. I think it was a Briskerov. And they called a meeting, and they all came to the meeting. Somehow the Sheikhit found out about it. He shows up also. He came to the meeting as well. When he comes in, they were caught. They were really discussing how to handle the Sheikhit. And suddenly he walks into the meeting. He didn't know what to do. So the Briskerov changed the topic and discussed other matters. A little while later, the Briskerov walked out for a minute. So somebody runs in and says, listen, we have to finish the meeting. We came here to finally decide to dismiss the Sheikhit. What are we going to do? He's sitting here. We have to tell the Rav, tell him to leave. So Briskerov says, no, I'm not telling him to leave. We'll finish the meeting and we'll take care of it a different time. Went back in, they finished the meeting, and they didn't discuss the Sheikhit. Afterwards, they asked the Briskerov, why not? Why didn't you tell him to leave? He wasn't invited, and we have to take care of it. He said, had I told him to leave, he would have been in a near death. He was somebody who had been chased away, embarrassed, and a person who's chased away has special siyata mishmaya, and it wouldn't have been a time, it wouldn't have been matzliach what we wanted to do. Even though he was wrong, but Alpha PK, it wouldn't have been the time to do it, therefore I'll let him stay, we'll take care of it a different time. But a certain siyata mishmaya that a nirdaf has. And how many stories we heard that somebody is a brachos schusim, find somebody who was embarrassed, with the answer back, special schusim that a person has. Nobody wants to be embarrassed, nobody wants to be chased after, nobody wants to be in that position, but part of life is it happens sometimes. When it happens to a person should know that he has a system at that time, a special siyata d'shmaya.
He doesn't answer back.
The Chonon brings down from the Gra that the shvachos, that the Pasuk says, the shvachos were first, then Leah, then Rachel. The Chonon brings down from the Gra that this refers to right before Mashiach comes. What will be before the Gula, before Mashiach comes?
Right.
And the Gra writes, the Shvachos refer to the Erev Rav, so to speak. In other words, in the generation of Mashiach comes, who will be the ones that are up front? The Shvachos, like the Erev Rav, the ones that aren't Choshev. Who will be the leaders of that generation? The Shvachos. Behind them you have Leia Vuladeha, you have Klal Yisrael. And behind them, on even a lower level, will be Rachel v'Yosef, refers to Tamidei Chachamim.
Okay.
In that generation, Klal Yisrael was looked down upon, right, and Mefrat Tamidei Chachamim were looked down upon. That's the way the generation will look before Mashiach comes. Gemara Shabbos Kufi Gimel, the Gemara says, Kol Mavaza Talmud Chacham, Ein Lo Refuah L'Makasa. Whoever shames a Talmud Chacham, there's no refuah for his makah. Unfortunately, in this door, people say things, say things they shouldn't say, and so on. It's a very serious matter. There's a famous story with Chofetz Chaim's son-in-law, Menachem Mendel's ex, one day told Chofetz Chaim's son, Reb Leib, that he had an earache. His ear bothered him. Chofetz Chaim's son, Reb Leib, got all excited. And he said to his brother-in-law, you have to go to the big specialist in Vilna. You have to go to the specialist in Vilna. So Nachum Mendel had the earache, said to his brother-in-law, it's an earache. you know, happens to happens. There's no need to go to the specialist. We'll see what happens and have go to a local doctor. Why do I have to go to the specialist? And I believe the Chafetz Chaim's son insisted you have to go to the specialist in Vilna. And Menachem Mendel said to him, first of all, I don't think there's a need to go. Second of all, it's a very expensive. He charges a hein rav. And I don't think it's worth the trip and the money right now when I can go to a regular doctor. The Blaib said, I'm giving you the money. Here's the money to go hire a wagon. And I want you to go to Vilna right now to see the specialist. He goes on the wagon. Chafetz Chaim's son told him to go. He goes. He went on the wagon. And on the trip, he starts thinking to himself, what am I going to tell the doctor? I walk in. The doctor doesn't ask me why I'm here. Tell me, there's an air raid. The doctor will ask me, did you go to the doctor and you try this, did you try that? I'm going to tell him, no, I came to you without going anywhere else first. He's going to laugh at me. Why am I wasting my money and time coming to him when I could have gone to a regular doctor? He didn't know what to tell the doctor. He finally comes to Vilna. He goes to see the doctor. He decides to tell the doctor the whole story. Tell him the truth. Says the doctor, he had an earache. He was ready to go to a regular doctor in Radin. Reb Leib, the Chafetz Chaim's son, insisted that he goes to the specialist. He paid for him to come. Here he is, and that's why I'm here. The specialist says, okay. He examines Reb Leib, tells him nothing to worry about. Just a little earache here. Whatever they had, a drop this, take a little drop, so it'll go away. No problem. You could have gone to a regular doctor. There's no need to come to me. I don't know why Reb Leib sent you here. Menachem Mendel Zaks leaves, goes back on the wagon, goes back to Vilna. The whole way home, I have to find out. Why did Blaib send me to a specialist in Vilna? Why couldn't I go to a doctor back home? Comes back to Radin, and he's all excited to find Reb Blaib. As excited as he was, Reb Blaib is waiting for the wagon to come in. Runs over to him. What did the doctor say? And he tells Reb Blaib, the doctor said, Baruch Hashem, everything's fine, nothing to worry about. Just a little ache, no pain, nothing to worry about. We'll go away, everything is fine. Blaib says, Baruch Hashem. So he asked him, Blaib says, tell me, explain to me what happened. Why did you send me to a specialist for? Why couldn't I go see a regular doctor here at home? Why did I have to go to Vilna for? And he says to him, because do you remember that day that you complained, that you had the earache? Do you remember what happened that day? No, because that day, in the yeshiva, one of the bachrim got up, and he spoke not nicely. He was mavazim one of the Rashi yeshiva. He was mavazim one of the Rashi yeshiva that day. And took that day, you got the earache. He says, I was afraid that you were there b'shas ma'isa. You heard that he was mavazim the Rashi yeshiva, and you were quiet. You didn't protest. You didn't say a word. I was afraid that the earache came because you heard a Talmud Chacham being embarrassed, and he didn't say a word. The Gemara says, famous Gemara, that Reb Shimon ben Elazar, after he died, a worm came out of his ears, because one time in his life, he heard a Talmud Chacham being embarrassed, and he didn't protest. So Reb Leib said, I was worried that you were there, and you didn't make a macha, and that's why the earache came. If that's the case, I was afraid it's a very serious earache, and you need to go to a specialist. Baruch Hashem, I was wrong. And it turned out that you weren't there, you didn't hear, it's not the reason for the earache. And Baruch Hashem, it was only a temporary discomfort, a pain, and Baruch Hashem, you're okay. I don't know, two lessons from the story. One is how powerful, how careful one has to be, that's Nazar. And then Poshet, Herb Leib took the words of Chazal to heart. Somebody had an earache. On the day that Tal Chacham was embarrassed, put two and two together right away, instead of this reason or that reason. A lesson for all of us, be very, very careful. We live in a generation where everybody says what they want, they do what they want, they think what they want, everybody's right, I know better, everybody knows. And unfortunately, we say the wrong things at the wrong time sometimes. Be very careful, especially with Frat, Tal Chacham, or Rav. And even though you're going to say to yourself, he's not Tal Chacham, why should I worry about embarrassing him? Okay, just the opposite. Everybody to us is Talmud Chacham. You have to be very careful. You have to know when, what, and how. So, let's be mechazik ourselves, be very careful what we say, when we say, and Mitzvah Hashem, we should all be healthy, we shouldn't have to go to any specialists, we should all be well. Kosh Baruch Hu should watch over us, we should all be zeicher, to go to Shemim, here remain on.
Excellent. Thank you so much.